Welcome, citizens, to Liberty Tales from the Tower. As your media director, it is my privilege to inform you that the following stories may contain content some listeners will certainly find disturbing. We are excited to welcome you back to AB3 Late Night Broadcasts to continue the long-awaited return of Tales from the Tower, Season 3. This time around, we will finish out Season 3 with 5 more episodes, but in a manner wholly new and, dare I say, tempting. Our story, you see, will be a 5-part miniseries, bringing you the longest Atrian tale of terror yet. But before we bring you tonight's tale, a quick message from tonight's sponsors.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Pura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Looking for the next step in your technological life? Eager to further connect with the bustling world around you? Searching for the next upgrade? Here at Zhao's, we are proud to showcase the most technologically advanced privacy hoods in Atreus today with the release of our new Gleam Line X. With improved selective sound dampening and constant contact immersion, transport yourself away from the busy streets all while on your walk home. Stop in at Zhao's Boutique today for your Gleam Line X fitting, and walk out into a brand new Atreus.
Thank you, Aurelia. And for some more entertaining news, the Department of Public Affairs and their Division of Interactive Media are happy to report that the turnout for last year's Night Entertainment Expo was the greatest yet. Thousands of citizens flooded the expo to see the marvels of our technology, and no citizen left unchanged. Now, if you're joining us for the first time here at AB3's Tales from the Tower, prepare yourself for the story to come. This new 5-part miniseries of Tales from the Tower is a story by our own in-tower archivist, Caitlin Statz. After the event of the Red War, we were all shaken, looking toward our future and that of Atreus. And one couple has found their future in the Tower.
Now, as we have been discussing in this section on Fringer beliefs, from superstition to constructed social bonds, we have yet to touch on one of the furthest steps the Fringer groups have taken towards detaching themselves from the reality of the physical, the scientific, and the rational. The concept of divinity and religion, and the created figures of unnatural powers, deities. This is a substantial and, in some cases, an overwhelming section of Fringer life. Some entire Fringer groups, such as the Great Blood Tribe we discussed earlier, hinge their community interdependence on their religious beliefs. As such, this course will only begin to approach this topic as a social institution and its function within Fringer societies. It will be covered further for those of you who choose the Fringer Approaches to Culture track next quarter. So let us start at the beginning. Religion, divinity, deals with an idea that something, someone, somewhere, and or some idea can be sacred. Now, we have discussed the concept of sacred before. Can anyone remind the hall of its definition? Yes, Portia.
To be sacred means to be set apart from society or similar objects through the idea that they are extraordinary, are deserving of reverence or respect, or that they inspire awe. To this extent, a sacred object can inspire actions and manifest sacred ideas in the physical world.
Thank you, Portia. Yes, the sacred is set apart from the everyday facts of life, and it works without or in tandem with the sciences we understand as true here in Atreus. It also has its counterpart in the profane. Together, these actions and definitions of the sacred are used to construct a social institution of unified beliefs and practices that work to recognize those things, peoples, concepts, places, or others defined as sacred. This can be as small as a lucky object, now a totem, or a mumbled word meant to inspire or call down an unseen supernatural will in ritual action, or as grandiose as the creation of deities. This is Rei, one deity of thousands, no doubt. She is a central figure in the religion of the Great Blood Tribe. Her visage is meant to inspire fear, but also love. She is a protector, a destroyer, a ruler, and a creator. She is the central figure in the Darkness Pantheon. Her mythos is that of the world's creation. A pantheon is a collection of deities who rule over or influence the minds, actions, and culture of the community that believes in it. In this case, the Great Blood Tribe and those who interact with it. Yes?
So, her four arms. She's carrying an axe, munitions, a rifle. But that fourth one?
A chalice of blood. The Darkness Pantheon requires blood sacrifices as part of their most sacred rituals. Wait. You all have your reading assignments. Before the next course, the next lecture will be delayed 2 weeks for an interdepartmental professor's meeting, so use this time to go over the chapters regarding religions and forms of external supernatural influence on Fringer life. Also, be sure to pick up your privacy hoods and personal effects from the security check this time. This hall will be closed for the next 5 days for refurbishments. Anything not picked up will be sent to the central office or sent off to be repurposed. Now you may go. Reeve and Durs.
Did you get to do any of the reading yet? Some of the graphics, even some of the descriptions, Reeve.
Stop! You will ruin my perfectly planned late-night reading sessions, surrounded by Fringer war deities and unlucky rites of death.
Nothing as frightening as what everyone is saying about the course load. Apparently, there are going to be some changes to the lineup really late this quarter. Dr. Balam will be staying on, but a lot of the planned coursework will shift.
Are the positions at the Division of Fringer Relations still going to be open for new incoming agents? The blue privacy hood.
The gray hood with the white trim.
Yes, that
yes.
one.
Thank you. None of us know yet. I have been working on this position for years, wartime included. If things change now, I have nothing else lined up.
Oh, sorry, Portia, it's Flora. Talk later?
Of course. I'm going to get some meal anyways. See you around.
Bye. Flora, I just got out of the lecture. Are you home already?
No, I just got out from a meeting and have some questions for you. Do you want to grab a lunch? I'm close to the spot, if you happen to be in the area.
Maybe about 15 minutes away. Is that going to work? How long do you have for lunch?
That will work. I will get us a table and order our usual. See you there.
Gal, over here.
I am hungry, so this is a treat. Lunch at the spot. And I get to see you in the middle of your shift. A rare happening. Is everything okay?
Well, everything is fine. Really, I had an amazing opportunity at work. But it would really shift our life around. But only in the short term. We would adjust over time, certainly.
Flora, what's going on? What kind of amazing opportunity?
There's a new clinic opening in the Outer District. The clinic would be opening in the next month, but the doctor originally slated to run the clinic has instead decided to retire early. As of the meeting this morning, I was offered the position as director of the new clinic.
That is amazing! That's a huge honor, Flora! Congratulations, wait. Am I missing something? Why do you not look as happy as I am?
Well, the offer requires a change in location. The clinic director must live in the same location as the clinic, which means we would be required to move to an outer district. District 11, actually.
Oh. Well, that makes sense. I
Our food is ready. You, stay. Think. I'll go get it.
Do you think there's more? With you, you would not approach this so uninformed. There has to be more.
Yes. There is a tower in the district that is in the final stages of a renovation. It took them so long because the damage from the war was far more extensive to the surrounding towers. But a few of the apartments are ready. They're not open to the public yet, but some of the completed apartments are being offered to new essential personnel entering the district. The new clinic has an apartment there for their incoming director. Or we could find somewhere else in the district, but I can tell you it would not be as nice.
An apartment already selected? You saw it?
Yes! No, not in person, not yet. They gave me a file with all the information and some photos. It looks wonderful! And the renovations mean everything is new. And it has so much space! Gal, not to be too hopeful, but we're planning on having kids, and we applied for a 4-child permit, so all the space would be a must. If we actually got our permit approved, we can barely fit ourselves in our current place. Certainly not a family. And I looked up all your course locations, and it is still only 2 Skyrail stops away, just going a different way.
You put a lot of thought into this already.
I have to. And maybe I did not just get out of my meeting. It may have been a few hours ago. What are you thinking?
Can I see the photos? And the file?
Of course.
Okay.
I mean, I've been thinking about it. This is just one thing. But what about everything else? What if I'm not prepared for a promotion like this? I mean, I'm certainly very young to be taking on a director of a clinic. And I wasn't even their first choice. Maybe they knew we would have an issue with this. And they know, of course, about, well, my issues. So maybe they want me in the more managerial position instead of with patients. Maybe this is their way of trying to mitigate my problems. After everything. And could we really leave our apartment? I know the route to work so well, and our friends are so close, but everything in Atreus is just a rail ride away. But what does it look like after the war? The rebuilding? The renovations in the apartment might be great, but I haven't seen District 11 since, the attacks. And what if it's unsafe still? There are always those reports of fringers hiding in the city, and I can't bear to think of us moving to somewhere unsafe. And when
we... Flora, that's a lot of what-ifs. Stop talking yourself out of feeling like you deserve this. You were not chosen because of your faults. You were chosen because of your strengths. This apartment looks like it could be a great fit for our future. And I'm eager to go take a look at it.
Really? Gal, thank you. This could be a beneficial opportunity for us. But I would never go without you. We will go into this with no intentions, just fact-finding, okay?
Okay. Now, I need this meal. And so do you. So, eat! Eat!
I love.
Reeve, that place is huge.
You must be Dr. Fox.
Yes, nice to meet you. This is my husband, Gallus Alvarado. Gal, this is Albus, the tower caretaker.
Nice to meet you, sir.
No sir here, just Albus, please. Now, Gallus, are you a doctor like your wife? Will you both be working at the clinic? Oh, come in.
Thank you.
No, I am currently in courses to earn credentials for work in the Division of Fringer Relations. Believe me, I should not be working in a clinic.
Ah, the first floor seems to be open already. These shops look new, or, well, a great selection.
Glad you like them. The entrance would be yours, so you'd be next to the Reclamation Boutique, and the new restaurant when it finally opens.
Oh.
The shop seems popular enough, and an active flow of people keeps the area fresh. When renovations are completed, our tower will have over 1,000 apartments.
Wow.
Housing even more thousands of citizens.
That's a lot of apartments.
And if you ever need anything, problems with the apartment or the tower, my apartment is right behind the shop, a bit down the hall. Once we get more tenants moved in, we will have more caretakers as well.
Well, we're just here to see the apartment today. We are still deciding if this is the right thing for us, the right move.
I will show you around. That is all I can do, but it is a nice tower, and I think you will be swayed. Going up. The apartment is on the 15th floor. The elevators and the first floor renovations are done. As you can see, elevators have the newest mark scanners. Just scan your mark, and it will bring you to your floor. You can, of course, select to visit a different floor. You'll just need to scan twice, then input the floor number. There are additional safety measures as well. Did you have time to look over the files on the apartment?
Yes, and it is very impressive.
It helps to relieve some of the doubts.
This is 15. All the construction on this floor is completed, but all of these apartments are reserved for local government positions, such as your work at the clinic, Dr. Fox. You would be the first on the floor, but construction is not completed on the levels above or below you, so it may still be a bit noisy during the day. And here it is.
This is... oh my... what? Huge!
This apartment is perfect. Is perfect too much?
No! Perfect seems about right, gal. Great living space. Look at those windows! Did you see the bathrooms?
I did. Everything is shining new. It's smart. Everything. The mirrors even have those childcare settings.
That's perfect. And for the kids, the rooms. There are enough spare bedrooms for every child permit we applied for.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I need to look around again. I feel like I got lost the first time around.
Keep looking for as long as you would like. Gallus, there is another room over here. It used to be an artist studio before the war. It could be a bedroom, but it's rather large for a child.
Well, I saw. I was wondering what it was. It's great for a playroom down the line, but maybe a study for now. For me, while I have the time. Do you have any children, Albus?
I did. I had a son. He died during the war.
Oh. I am sorry, Albus. Thank you for raising a citizen of such strength.
He was about your age. I guess you were both in the war as well.
Yes. Flora worked at a few combat hospitals in the Outer Districts. I worked on data analytics for Fringer Movement. We are both happy it is over.
Excuse me, Albus? May I speak with my husband for a moment?
Of course. I will be in the hall.
Gal, this is wonderful. I know I should be a little bit more cautious, but just look at it.
I know, Flora. I know. But what about price? This is far more than we have ever looked at before.
It will be the same cost as our rent in the inner city.
What? But... the space. The upgrades.
Well, the clinic.
No. I mean,
these were all reserved, like Albus said.
No, there must be more. Albus, can you come back in? We have some questions. So, why is this tower the last to renovate? To rebuild? The rent costs less so for us due to Flora's job, I would imagine, but it is a bit too sweet to accept without question.
This tower has a bit of a reputation from the war. Fringers pushed in through the street level and through the caves beneath the city, as they had done in most of the outer districts. It was a terrible thing. The tower shut itself off as quickly as it could, but Fringers had made their way in before it could be fully secured. The lower levels were lost so quickly. The middle levels started the destruction of the elevators to secure the upper floors, and then as many citizens as possible fled to the upper levels. We lost a lot of fine, upstanding citizens, but many survived. As for why this tower is the last to renovate, it was severely damaged, internally and externally. So it was set aside for last in case demolition was deemed more suitable.
Wow.
Due to the deaths and the raids, the tower has a marred reputation. So the government is hoping to turn the area around by moving in upstanding citizens and top-rated shops. Atreus is quickly going to return to peak population now that so many post-war couples are applying for child permits. A whole tower cannot be seen as a blight on the district. The space cannot be wasted. It needs to integrate, regenerate, and quickly. Visible progress is essential.
Oh, I see. Well, we all saw our own parts of the war. But it looks perfect now. It shows how well all of Atreus can rebuild.
We had our moments of valor here, too. This tower, our citizens, they never stopped fighting. It was the residents of this tower that captured and turned over 6 Fringer infiltrators to the Civil Defense Force. We were praised, even visited by West herself, for handing over vital informants who helped turn the tide of the war.
Atreus endures. We always fight back.
Every time.
So, we can afford it. With work and the incentive programs. I saw the local safety reports, and it has been fine after the war. As fine as any inner district.
It is a bit empty.
You would be the first on this floor. But there are residents on other floors already. The other agencies and departments with claim to the rooms on this floor all plan to move in their residence within 4 months. Many younger adults have already moved in, around your age, maybe a bit younger. And they are mostly the employees for the new shops opening on the bottom 3 floors.
Yes.
Hmm?
Yes, we can do it.
Hmm? Wait, Gal, really?
Why not? We always talk about the future. You worked so hard for it. I keep studying for it. This is part of it. Embrace it. I mean, if you want.
Yes, I want! I mean, yes, I agree. I think, this is a great opportunity for our future as a family. And certainly for my career.
That sounds like a yes. Is that a yes?
Yes! Well, Alvis, where are those forms?
Oh, not that I do not love your new elevator, but... I'm done hauling boxes.
No worries. That is the last of it for now.
Without the furniture, we own very little.
My aching back is not going to prevent you to call that very little.
Well, it all fit on the Skyrail.
In 5 rides. But yes, it did.
Flora, Gal, this place is impressive. What are you going to do with all this space?
Fill it up over time. Excuse me?
A bit of dusting after being empty since the renovation. But that won't take me much time. Not long until we get furniture.
Dust or not, it's very impressive.
What? There's something in the dust on the countertop. Portia, where did Flora go?
Huh? Oh, she went down to get the last box. Your master bedroom is enormous! Outer district living sure has its perks!
I ran into Albus down on the first floor.
Flora, look.
He said that the new restaurant construction is going to pace. This
Here,
is the
look,
last of the
stop.
Boxes.
Wait, Flora, the countertop.
What, dear?
Never mind. There was a thing on the countertop, but you just put a box on it. It's gone. It was nothing. Just something in the dust.
I got a message about my first day in the new clinic. Wow. Just last week, we were back in District 2. You know, moving out here, it really makes Atreus look so small. But the view of the Archon's Tower is so much better from here. It looks so beautiful. Looking over at it instead of looking up at it. Just lovely.
Okay, I am headed home.
One last Skyrail ride for me tonight, and I think you both need some time to settle into this new, immense apartment. Unpack, relax, and Gal, be sure to do the reading.
Portia, thank you so much for your help. Will you stay for a drink?
Not this time. Maybe when you have more furniture. I'm gonna catch the next rail. Have a nice night.
Reavendors.
Reavendors.
Can we unpack a bit more tonight?
How? I have so little energy left. And we need furniture. We need a place to put the things we unpack.
Okay. I accept your argument. But that brings up another point. When do you want to go get furniture?
Soon. Now?
Perfect! So!
Yep. Now.
I found okay. This shop nearby. It will be open tomorrow. They have a few great items in our price range. I marked a few that I like, and I'd like you to do the same. I think we should spend a bit more than we did last time on our holodesks, since you will have a lot of studying and work from home to do. And I will have a lot more desk work with this new job.
All right. Sure.
Gal, get behind me!
Laura. Laura. It's fine. Put the figurine down. Nothing is wrong. I think it was construction noise. Laura. Laura. Here. Thank you. Now, can you let go of my arm? Everything is fine.
What was that?
Not sure. Sit back down, if you would like. We were looking at furniture.
I tipped over the box. I will clean it up.
I will fix the box. You tell me which sofa is your favorite. And it had best not be that green one.
No.
The hideous thing.
Not that one, thankfully. A message from Albus. About the noises. The new restaurant is hooking up some new plumbing, so noises are to be expected. They apologize for any inconvenience to us, and it should be over within the hour. Thankfully.
I wish he had sent that message a couple of minutes ago, but at least now we know. I hope the restaurant is... Well, I hope we like it. It would just be so easy to have a nice place just downstairs.
Yeah, it would be. I'm sorry, Gal.
Sorry? Nothing to be sorry for. Nothing broken. Now, how about that sofa? Thank you. Please... Put the sofa in the front living space. Yes, near the windows. Mm-hmm.
I have chair model 734E. Where do you want it?
734E. White lounge chair. Next to the sofa. Thank you.
Chair model 125B.
That one is mine. Over there in the study, please.
Desk model 552A.
The study, too, please. Right in there, where he just left.
Kid get out of the elevator yet?
Yes. Finally left. I think he was just excited for the new neighbors.
You saw a kid.
Riding the elevator. Went up and down with us a few times. Shy. Did not say much, but smiled at every box. Have you met any of your new neighbors yet?
No. No one else lives on this level yet, so the kid must be from a different floor. How many boxes are left?
About 4.
The only things missing from my list are all dining room pieces, so they should all go in there. I will be in the study unpacking the desk if you need me. Thank you for all the work. Do I need to sign for anything?
No, your wife signed for it before she left for work.
Perfect. Thanks. Revendors.
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 Hey, Portia.
Hi, gal. How are the first few days in the new place?
Going well. Flora is already at the new clinic, and I am receiving all the new furniture we ordered. Trying to sync up the new holodesk as we speak.
Have you gotten around to the reading yet?
No. Since the move and Flora's promotion, we've been so busy. Flora is logging a lot of hours at the clinic already, and I spent all of the last 3 days unpacking, working through the official data transfers, updating our billing info, talking to utility control, and fitting in a few spare moments to study up on older lectures. It really is great, though. Flora raves about the new clinic, and the fact that she can walk to work.
That's great, gal. I am glad to hear it's working out so well. When you get around to... What is that? Are you okay?
I'm fine. Everything is fine. The plumbing hisses and screams like broken hydraulics when the air pockets from the new installations get pumped out. Now, it gave us a real fright a few nights ago, but we've gotten used to it. Work is underway, repairs are being made, renovations are nearly completed. That is progress.
Well, if you see it that way, great. Now, I was hoping I could talk you into getting the reading done. I wanted to talk over the next chapter with someone before the lecture.
There's a cafe on the other side of my tower on the second floor. Once I get a few more things done in the apartment today, I plan to head over and get some caffeine and read. I should have the reading done by tomorrow night. Then I can give you a call, or we can meet up. Oh, Portia, Flora is calling me. Call me back?
No worries. Call me after you do the reading.
Okay.
Revendors.
Revendors. Hey, Flora, how is the clinic?
Hectic. It seems I still do not have a secretary, just some new interns, and I'm overtasked for today. I will be home late, sometime around 2,500 hours. So sorry. There's just so much to do before we can open the clinic to the public next week, and I need this to go well, on time. I expect a lot of long days ahead, actually.
No.
So much left.
Thanks for letting me know. I am also really behind on my reading for the next lecture, so this works out well. What a relief to know we are both hard at work. Well, maybe the relief will come afterwards. During, it will just feel like work.
Thanks, Gal. I will see you later. Much later. You can go to sleep without me. Just because I have to suffer doesn't mean you should. Love you.
Love you. Now, Holodesk, you are about to meet your match.
No more reading. Not that stuff.
Giving myself nightmares for sure. Lights on. Only 22:30? Flora will be back hours from now. Broadcast on.
Gallery opened to rave reviews earlier this morning. Their interpretation of utilitarian items in their basis state has been praised as a new form in idealistic reductionism. The artist has worked on sculptures in the past, having presented in several inner-city galleries before the war, but their time serving as a protector of Atreus set them on their path toward pursuing art in everyday objects. The gallery...
What? Broadcasts on. Broadcasts on. Scrap. The electrical now, too? Probably new wiring going in for the restaurant. At least they waited until they thought people would be asleep. Hmm? Did someone move in upstairs?
Yeah. Set reminder. Ask Albus about upstairs neighbors.
Fine. Calling it a night. What is that? Whew. Flora? Is that you? 2950. She should be home by now. Flora? Why is it so cold? 8 degrees? Rave.
You have one new message from Dr. Flora Fox. Wife.
Hey, gal. Sorry to call so late. I'm glad to get your voicemail. Hopefully that means you are asleep and safe. I wish I was there, too. I took a nap at the office that turned out to be several hours long, so I decided to stay on for the night to teach the late-night shift workers, you know, the programs. The new equipment is great, but the UI differs a lot from what most are taught. I will be home in the morning, so please relax. I'll bring something home from the cafe for breakfast, and I have tomorrow off. Love you. Sleep well. Night.
What is that? Hello? Anyone out here? Even the hallway is freezing. Did the power go out? Lights, heating, nothing. So, not a power outage. Hello? Hello, is someone... Nope, not doing this. Hi. Yes. You have the wrong floor. Sounds like maybe you want the next floor up. Please leave. Set a reminder. Contact Albus about the thermostat. Where's that electric blanket?
Where'd you go?
Thank you for listening to the Liberty Podcast. If you would like early access to episodes and bonus content, join fellow citizens on our Fool and Scholar Patreon at patreon.com. This episode of Tales from the Tower was written by Caitlin Statz, co-created and produced by Travis Van Groff, and co-edited with sound design by Sarah Buczynski and Travis Van Groff. The Tower, Episode 1, stars Tanya Milojevic, Ryan Philbrook, Dallas Wheatley, and Daniel Thorson. The music for this season of Tales from the Tower was written by Brandon Boone, and episodes were mixed by Brandon Strader. This production is copyrighted 2020 by Fool and Scholar Productions, and Liberty is a trademark of Travis Van Groff. Thank you for listening. Hope that the Archon watches over you.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times best-selling author of supernatural horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. If
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.